This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Everybody. It is beautiful outside. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. It is schedule release week. We've got the NBA draft lottery tonight. Playoffs are still going on. Did I mention it's beautiful outside?
It may or may not.
It's a good week.
Be really, really, really nice outside.
I have a four-day work week this week, so I'm going to Pittsburgh this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
What a week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We didn't get a Bills game announcement, though, this morning, which I'm a little PO'd about.
I'm not.
I'm a little agitated.
No. You want to know why? They have all day for this.
They do, but
they carved out an entire day for this.
They did.
So...
They did.
Okay.
But, like, I wanted to see Josh Allen on, what, like, Get Up this morning or whatever it was? The Get Today Up. Show?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the not Today on Show. ESPN. Yeah.
I wanted to see it, and it never happened. Instead, it's Eagles-Cowboys for opening night, which, if you're going to do an NFC East team winning the Super Bowl, I'm all for the divisional matchup to open up the season.
Also,
that makes sense. That works for me.
Also, who doesn't like seeing the Cowboys get smacked around to open the year?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like that works.
It's a great draw. It's a perfect draw.
That works. I would have loved Washington, Philly.
Yes.
That would have been awesome.
A rematch of the championship game.
With Washington maybe having a little more juice than last year.
But also consider that matchup has more juice now.
It does.
Whereas, yeah, quote-unquote America's team,
mm-hmm.
that moniker just needs to go away.
But it felt like the last few years was the opening that was sort of supposed to be kind of this inauguration for a new big team, a team that was on the up and up. Detroit last year, Buffalo from a few years ago, while yes, they did have 13 seconds, them playing the Rams was sort of this feeling of
it's a divisional game to kick it off. That I will agree with.
And it's a Dallas team that I feel like a lot of people don't really care for.
Yeah, oftentimes it's not a divisional rival that you're kicking off the season with.
Mm-hmm. But the NFC East, I like that. That makes sense for me. Those rivalries are alive and well. For me, though, Washington has this feeling of, okay, they're the new big dog on the playground, what have you. Like they've arrived. Jaden Daniels is that dude. Let's see, though, game one, is it going to be like a C.J. Stroud-type second year, or is he going to continue that ascension? And Stroud was still fine last year. He's still considered one of the better young quarterbacks in football, but it was certainly not his rookie year. So I kind of want to see it, you know, opening night.
Yeah.
But they could also play like Sunday Night Football, and we'll still get primetime Washington early, which I do imagine we'll get some primetime Washington this year. I think it's going to be maybe five or six games, a lot like the Bills the last few years. But then I also want a Bills game. I just want to know, like, what are they doing?
Well, again, that's going to be us at some point.
What they should do is just announce Christmas games before so we can all prepare.
Well, on Wednesday,
prepare.
We are going to have a show of a nightcap.
2 hours.
Where we are going to be here waiting for that 8 o'clock at night.
Even though we will basically have the entire schedule all but announced at that point.
You know what I'm going to do? On purpose, I'm not going to look at a single
good
thing
for you.
Wednesday.
Good for you. I can't do that.
You're going to be here.
I will be here. I will have to be doing updates, so I can't do that.
Yeah, you actually have that to do.
But good for you. I commend that. So are you going to not be looking at any of the announcements over the next 2 days? Because I think we're getting two more games announced today.
You know what? We'll see if I can do it.
We'll see if you can do it.
We'll see if I can do it.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah.
I'm going to text you when these games get announced.
That's,
I won't tell you what they are.
You're just going to tell me that things have happened.
Things have happened, yes. I think I'll do that. We did have playoff action over the weekend. We were talking before we came in today.
Oh, brutal weekend.
Rough weekend.
For a lot of us.
Yeah, for teams we wanted to win. Not great.
And now especially it has become – I'm very interested in one series in particular, and I think a lot of people will know which one I'm hinting at there. But I want to go over that one last.
Mm-hmm.
Mikko Rantanen is on another worldly tear. We were talking about the Connor McDavid pace back on Friday. And it looks like Mikko Rantanen is trying to match that from last year.
He's doing his best.
And it's fascinating that Colorado had to trade him. And Carolina had to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to think about that whole situation with him throughout this year, but seeing as he's using it as a drive that he was traded from two teams in 1 year, yeah, that's a lot of vitriol to store up in there.
And
especially when athletes create ways.
Yeah.
To be motivated.
When they get in their own head to get motivated, yeah.
Or like create the most delusional thing. Like the Chiefs, oh, they didn't believe in us a couple years ago. And it's like, give me a break.
But you kind of let athletes just do it because it's like every athlete's going to do this.
Yes.
They need to, I get
they
it.
They need to. Mikko Rantanen does not need to. The ammunition is all there.
Yeah.
And he's going on an otherworldly tear right now. Oh,
it's almost every game he's putting up at least 3 points.
Yeah.
He is a driving force for everything Dallas is doing, and they're playing incredibly well. 5-2 win yesterday against Winnipeg. Just they look incredible. Dallas looks unbelievable.
Canes and Caps, I just still have resentment over 06. Mm-hmm. So yeah, yep. I love that the general manager and advisor to the general manager are 06 Hurricanes.
Woo! Love Yay. It.
I do hope that Washington is able to even up the series. Washington has done this all year where they'll randomly get bodied for a game, mm-hmm. and then they'll just keep winning.
Yep.
Edmonton. That is a brutal, brutal way to lose a game three, and I'm going to wonder if it changes the series. Game four will be tonight between Oilers and Golden Knights. I'm genuinely interested to see what happens. What are you able to do there? By the way, still no Calvin Pickard. Mm-hmm. It's Stuart Skinner back in net.
Yeah.
In a play where you can try to defend it or you can absolutely choose not to. But man, how unlucky is Leon Draisaitl in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
That is a wrong place, wrong time moment. Because if that play happens quite literally half a second later, it's not counted, and you're going to overtime.
Yep.
With a chance to put Vegas in a 3-0 hole. And you're at home.
And Edmonton scored late to tie that game up to what was thought, we're getting close to forcing overtime. Riley Smith, right at the end. I mean, literally right a second
just
left.
Just shovels the puck to try to see if something can happen.
And it does. And you're right. Like, that's,
but also the play to set it up. What a forecheck by Carlson.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. It is a kind of play. It is a kind of moment that can flip a series where all of a sudden, let's get ready for overtime. Let's get just kind of play it safe. Nothing. They scored.
It counts.
And there's nothing you can do. And that's the thing, too. Initially, it was thought it went off the crossbar, off the pipe. And then you watch the replay, and you're like, nope, I know what the bang was. It was the camera in the middle of the net.
And to make matters worse, Edmonton was literally in a series where a crucial moment flipped the script.
Mm-hmm.
They win the next four against LA because in Game 3, where they need to win their first of the series, something wacky happens, a weird challenge by LA's coach in that instance, and Edmonton wins and doesn't look back.
Yeah.
I will wonder if that happens now against Edmonton, especially if Pickard's not going to be in net for Game 4. Because Pickard took over for Skinner, and they hadn't lost.
Yep. And Vegas, I mean, you mentioned it too. If they lose that game, they're 3-0 down. The series feels all but over. And now instead, tonight, 9:30, Game 4, Vegas could easily tie this up. And if they do,
they've done it on the road.
And it will look back to that Riley Smith goal of...
That might be a pivotal moment of the postseason.
That's what saved it. And then to start the night, 7 o'clock, Game 4, Capitals at Hurricanes.
I just hope that Washington can be in that because I just don't like Carolina.
Nope. I don't like their style. I don't really like how they play at all. And then, of course,
I don't like
you
their
have
aesthetics
the
residuals.
Either. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're an ugly hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that their owner has agreed with it, but can you settle on something or change the logo for once now?
Please.
Just do something.
Do something.
If you don't like the logo on the road uniforms, then change the logo.
Do something.
Do something.
Please.
Fix it at this point. And then let's talk about this because it is becoming the most fascinating series because of the teams that are playing in it. And the narratives that can be drawn. Also because we have people close enough here that could end up hearing some of our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine what Sportsnet 590 sounds like today.
Yeah, Toronto, I need something out of you, man. Joseph Wall's doing his best out there.
He's doing his best out there. No, ready? It's not even that. Zach, who was a player that I kept mentioning of who he needs the pivotal moment?
I mean, is Matthews even out there at times?
He's playing well defensively.
Sure, but you're there to score goals, man.
But you are supposed to be the goal scorer. And you are not doing it.
He had 3 shots on goal yesterday, by the way.
That's not enough.
No.
That's not enough. And I do think that we've talked about how Mitch Marner is treated within Toronto and how it is this interesting dynamic of why he might leave.
Mm-hmm.
I really do want to know how it's going to end up happening like this because of the fact that both Marner and Matthews, they have double digits. They have 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like every now and then that it is empty calorie, which is their problem in the playoffs exactly. Because if you look at games 4 through 7 for them, and in particular games where they can clinch a series, those numbers become ghastly. Last night is no difference in an example. But you want your 100-point player and your constant threat for the Rocket Richard trophy to do more than they are. And this is a chance for the Leafs. Now it's a 3-game series between Florida and you have home ice advantage. This is your chance to finally show teams that you're not just the same old Leafs. to show fans, to show the league. You're not just the same old Leafs that are going to wither and die in this moment. And there's a difference, though, between not withering and dying and actually advancing in these scenarios.
Well, and probably for the first time in these playoffs, I mean, they struggled a little bit with Ottawa, but they always kind of controlled that series. There was never a worry. This is the first time in these playoffs they've been legitimately tested. Their best guy, I mean, they're shut out. They're shut out by Florida last night. Matthews, for the most part, in this series, has averaged about three shots on goal per game. He did have two assists, not last night, but it was game three.
Mm-hmm.
So he's putting something on the score sheet, but like you mentioned, like, he's your constant Rocket Richard guy. He's the dude that if he was playing all these games, he'd be on a faster pace than Ovechkin. Because we know. He needs to start performing. He needs to start putting pucks in the net. He needs to start doing... We just mentioned him.
He needs to do his share offensively.
Yeah, and like what guys like Mikko Rantanen are doing, where he's just like there's a period where you're like, he's the best player on the planet. He is just in a different zone. Matthews, it feels like in every playoffs, it doesn't even matter if he puts points on points on the score sheet. Never is a guy where he's just in the zone. He's just dominating. He's a problem. Florida only wins that game last night 2-0. It never really felt like Toronto was that threatening.
No.
I mean, to be fair, saves would show you that. I mean, I think they had 23 total shots on net.
It was tougher to convince Leaf fans that they were closer in this game.
Mm-hmm.
For 50 minutes, one shot, you're tied.
Yeah.
And that's what Joseph Woll was doing for you.
But it never felt like it was coming.
Leaf fans could have convinced you that Game 5 against Ottawa, where they lose 4-0,
mm-hmm.
they looked like a better team there.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of this is also, are the Florida Panthers awake? Because they sleepwalked through the first two games. I also think this is ultimately who they are. Florida was just home for those games.
Mm-hmm.
Florida was a 500 team on the road this year. You have three games.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are at home in Toronto against a 500 team on the road this year. If you're not getting it done now, you're not getting it done with this core. Point blank period, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I've kept saying the Mitch Marner to Buffalo ideal, or at least be in the conversation for it. It is because if they don't get past the second round, and Marner is a UFA, you're just walking away. Matthew Nyes can slot into the top six comfortably with them now.
I do like him.
He's a spicy player.
He's fun. I like him.
And then you can bring back Tavares on a cheaper deal again. And it just, I don't know what you can do with Mitch Marner at that point of, we need to shake up the core. Your contract is up. That's the easiest way to make a decision here.
Yep.
And yet at the same time, I look at Austin Matthews and I think, when are you going to elevate in the biggest of moments? Because you have shown throughout your entire career that you just don't.
We've had flashes, though, from him.
It's just that you typically don't.
No, but like even go back to this international tournament we had just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't score, but what do you have, two assists in the game against Canada?
Assists in that game, yes.
So, I mean, like, there have been moments where it looks like, okay, here we go, it's coming.
But he was also on the ice,
mm-hmm.
missing the assignment on McDavid
for
the game
scores.
Winner.
Yep. So it's been flashes. It's been moments where you think, oh, here we go. Nope. And maybe that's the most frustrating part, is it's not Connor Hellebuck right now in the playoffs. Where you're just sitting there going, there's something wrong here. The yips, what have you, sports psychologist, get him on the phone. I don't know. Where with Matthews, there is those few plays, those few minutes on the ice where you think, he's putting it together. There's the Matthews from the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. It's not a complete culmination. I think Hellebuck is maybe the more concerning one, because I think Winnipeg really does go as he goes.
The difference, though,
and he is a disaster in the playoffs, at least especially
as
this
of
year.
Late. But even then, he gets his first playoff shutout. since 2021 over the weekend. So, like, that's a real thing, too.
Right, but then, you know, lets up five to Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, that is, it is what it is. But also, Hellebuck did carry this team to a conference final at one point in the past.
He did.
Auston Matthews, with the next game that he plays, ties the amount of playoff games that he has played in a series.
Oh, boy.
At 11. So if he's healthy and he plays through the rest of the series, say, like, for example, a team just goes straight on through.
Mm-hmm.
You get to 12. That's the most games in a postseason that Matthews will have ever played.
Yeah.
And that obviously has plenty to do with the team. But this is also one of two times that he's been a point per game within the playoffs as a whole. I'm very interested to see what happens. Max Domi took a run at Barkov.
And I think we all saw Matthew Tkachuk afterwards. I'm coming for you or I'm going to get you?
Towards William Nylander.
Towards Nylander.
Which, I guess begrudgingly, I'll admit, that's probably the smart play. He is the one that shows up in the playoffs consistently.
Almost had a breakaway last night.
Yep. But, like, because Marner and Matthews become ghosts in games 5 through 7. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Sure. If you're going to be a dirtbag, go ahead and go after the one that's actually making...
go after the one guy who's producing.
If you're going to dirtbag right, I guess. But also, yes, give the Florida Panthers more reasons to dirtbag.
I mean, yeah.
Like, that was such a... That was such a dumb play.
Really bad.
That you were out for blood because the NHL once again screwed up because Sam Bennett elbows Anthony Stolarz in the head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really getting sick of the Florida Panthers.
I think most people are.
And I think like plenty of it could also be, and I know that there will be some fans around here even saying like, oh, you, the Sabres aren't tough enough. Florida's tough and they win all the time. No, Florida wins all the time because they're always put in an advantageous situation.
Mm-hmm.
I am sick of the league catering to Colin Campbell and Gregory Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying there's a conspiracy, but I am going to go ahead and say it's time to at least connect some dots.
Yeah.
Colin Campbell did nothing of note to be worthy of a Hall of Fame member. And there is actual evidence of him emailing complaining about referees when Gregory Campbell played for Boston.
Oof.
Now Greg Campbell is part of the front office in Florida and they play like dirtbags and they get away with it?
And here we are.
Here we are? I'm usually not tinfoil hat guy, but I've currently got the Reynolds wrap in the corner. Florida plays so, they're so despisable to me that I'm cheering for Toronto.
Yeah, I do want to, well, I'm kind of there too, just I want a different storyline. Like we've talked about it. I want something
different.
It's not even
about storylines. I just want to see the Florida Panthers dead in the water.
Yeah, they could be playing anybody and I might get there with Toronto.
Now I'm just annoyed with Florida.
Yeah, now it's different because it's Florida. On that game five, got a little bit of a wait.
I don't know
Wednesday.
I don't know why I suddenly got spicy about the Florida Panthers on a Monday morning, but here we are.
Do you think, though, there's going to be like legitimate retaliation with how long of a wait we've got? It is Wednesday, game five in Toronto. There's a little bit of wait time there.
Yeah, like that's enough time to cool down.
Mm-hmm.
But the Florida Panthers employ Sam Bennett, Matthew Tkachuk.
Well, that's right.
And Brad Marchand. Which, by the way, that's a delicious piece of PTSD for Leaf fans. He scores the overtime winner in game three. God, that puts you right back in the feels.
Yeah. Again, overall, not a great weekend for teams you're rooting for in sports. The Knicks, by the way, blown out on Saturday. Boston hit 50% of the threes.
So the shooting team went right back to what they wanted. Yeah. And with the shooting team, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. They died twice.
Yeah, they died twice and then like, and we'll light them up.
As a matter of fact, they had the sword to the Knicks' throats and then died twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. A shooting team is going to hit those one game and it's going to work. Now is it going to be, can they keep going?
I imagine they will. They are also an elite road team this year, 33-8 in the regular season.
Yep.
They are elite. That game's at 7:30 tonight at the Garden. Following the draft lottery, which will be at 7. Cooper Flagg out of Duke, expected to be the first overall pick. Expected. Definitely going to be the first overall pick. And then at 10, it's Timberwolves, Warriors. Both those are game fours. T-Wolves lead that series with the Warriors 2-1. The Knicks do still lead their series with the Celtics 2-1. Although I will say this, and I think ESPN just had this up too. If the Celtics win this game tonight, they're winning the series. I don't think the Knicks win another game if they lose tonight.
By the way, I just want to take a moment. You want to get connected with our fans real quick? Let's do it. Getting connected with our fans is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Kyle tweeting in. Bissonette almost verbally killed Marner on Chicklets today. Can't imagine 590 was any better or nicer. Mm. P.S. Marner isn't the issue, nor is Nylander, Tavares, or Nyes. It's Matthews, a ghost.
Matthews is a ghost. I will say on Marner, though, I just want to make sure I'm right on this. He did have zero shots on goal the last two games.
Yes, but Marner is also a distributor.
That's right. He had two assists.
He's not. Night. He's not a shooter.
No.
Why is my 40 per at minimum 40 goal scorer, my 50 sometimes 60 goal scorer. Why does he have two goals all postseason?
Record pace kind of guy.
Yeah.
Not doing it. It's
two goals.
But it's the same conversation we have overall always with Toronto. The high end talent just
it disappears.
They do not play the same
when your third best player of that big three becomes your top playoff performer.
Yeah, not good. 803-0550, the number two call. We talked a little bit of the schedule as well. I'd like to jump in that a little bit later on today. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Playoff action, of course. But coming up after a quick timeout, Sal Mariana of the Democrat and Chronicle is going to join us, talk a little baseball. He also has a piece up on the schedule as well, potential for the Bills. How many primetime games could they have? Love to get his thoughts on that. And we're going to do that after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging with you here on a beautiful Monday morning. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and it is schedule release week. The full schedule will get released Wednesday, and I believe at 8 p.m. over on NFL Network. We're going to get a lot of nuggets here and there throughout the week, official ones, rumors, what have you. It's been like that the last few years. But for more on that and also some other stuff around the sports world, we are joined now on the Western Hotline, Sal Mariana of the Democrat and Chronicle. Sal, good morning. How are we doing today, man?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. I know this is usually the Sal and Sal segment, so I do apologize on that, but, you know, the other one took off, so
Yeah, I heard Sal's got a – he's just too busy for us these next couple weeks, so that's okay. I'm with you guys, and we can go any direction you want here.
So on that, Sal, I did see this morning you put up an article on DemocratandChronicle.com about the primetime potential matchups the Bills could have. They've played primetime games a lot the last few years, arguably too many. I am somebody that is getting nostalgic about 1 p.m. kickoffs, but it is a really juicy schedule, and you really deep-dived in how many of these games could be at Highmark as well.
Yeah, I covered the team throughout the entire drought when almost every game was 1 o'clock, and, you know, in our business as the media, we loved 1 o'clock games. So we have become accustomed to these nighttime primetime endeavors, and that's fine because that means the Bills are doing well. So this year, I put up here five games that I think could definitely be primetime games. Four of them happen to be at home, but you know the NFL could schedule them for the maximum six, so there could be another one, and that's not even counting an overseas game, which would be played in the morning. So they're going to be in a lot of standalone windows this season. Obviously, they went to the championship game last year, Josh Allen's MVP. So, I mean, the games that I think really have a chance are, you know, the game against the Ravens at home, which that game and the Bengals at home, those might be contenders for that first Sunday night window in week one. I think those would be two great games for NBC to take. And then I think the Kansas City game, you know, CBS has lobbied to keep that for 3 years in a row because it's a huge 425 national telecast. But I also think the NFL might say, hey, you know what? We acquiesced for those 3 years, but we want that in a primetime window. So that might also be a great Sunday nighter if CBS will give it up. And then you got the Eagles coming to Highmark, which that makes a lot of sense for – you know, any kind of night game. The one game that I put in that I kind of maybe reached a little bit on was the Patriots at New England. And the reason I put that one in there is because, look, they have not really had many primetime games because the Patriots have stunk for 2 years. This might be a great opportunity to not only get them into the rotation, but it's against league MVP Josh Allen in a division game. So I thought that would make some sense. Maybe a Thursday night game at Gillette against the Patriots. So those were the ones that I thought have a chance, but who knows? Maybe I missed on all of those, and it'll be five or six other games. We'll find out soon enough here.
Sal, you also mentioned after that, like, because you highlighted those five in your article, I also would like to say that you followed up with something where physically we are bracing for it. Like, Zach has had this doomer outlook of it, of like, we're absolutely getting a holiday game this year.
Ready to roll.
And I'm just sitting over here like, I don't know, maybe just like a child pouting, like, I don't want to do this, but I'm probably going to have to work a holiday. And you are hinting that the Bills are absolutely a major candidate for that, as common sense would dictate, because of the fact that they are such a great draw.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've caught a break. The last 2 years, they haven't played on a
right?
holiday, which,
it's,
you know, like you.
We should keep doing that.
I'm working all those games, too. So.
Oh, yeah, don't we know it?
Yeah, I would prefer not to have to do it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, you know, once again, because they advanced to the AFC Championship game, they're five-time division champs, and Josh Allen won the MVP. That's going to be a big thing. You know, he's still a great player if he didn't win the MVP. But now that he has that trophy on his mantle, they become an even bigger draw. So, yeah, I certainly think they could be in play Thanksgiving night. Obviously, they're not playing the Lions or Cowboys, so those games are out. And then Christmas, there's three games on Christmas. So you would think that, you know, there's a chance that they could be on that one too. So the other one is the Black Friday game, another, you know, real possibility. So, yeah, I mean, I'm eagerly awaiting this schedule because I think it's going to be loaded, not only with these primetime games, but there's going to be a bunch of 425s. I mean, I would guess that of the 17 games, they might play five at 1 o'clock all season.
And it's such a far cry, as you mentioned, like, you know, you were anyone that had worked with the Bills or watched the Bills, especially through the playoff drought, it was almost exclusively a routine. And now these past few years, we've been getting maybe five, six games at 1 o'clock, and that has become the new normal for this team. Sal, I am curious, like, you've mentioned a lot of potential with, you know, five games that, like, with the Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Eagles, Patriots, and then the holiday portion, you mentioned even like the Steelers or Texans. Is there another team that you might think the Bills would just be able to help inflate, be like, hey, we'll give this team a night game, but we're going to give the Bills the little primetime bump on a team a little under the radar?
I don't think I've got anybody specifically in mind. I mean, one of the games that, you know, might be a sneaky good game is the game against Tampa Bay. I mean, that's a pretty good team. They won their division again. They've got some nice players. That could find its way into a primetime window. You know, if you're talking about a road game, maybe the Falcons. I think they're going to be in contention for the NFC South, so that might be a game that, you know, would get a little juice if the Bills played in a primetime window against them. But other than that, no, I don't really see anything else on the schedule that would interest me in that way.
Sal Mariana of the Democrat and Chronicle on the West, her hotline. Sal, let's turn our attention to baseball. I sadly am an Angels fan, so a lot of my life with baseball is like...
That is sad.
Yeah, a lot of my life is like by May, I'm like, oh, we're dead. Okay, cool. And then like a young player will get called up, like Matthew Lugo the other night, and he hits a triple and then a home run. And I'm like, oh, this is great. Oh, well, they still lost to Baltimore. That's great. The Yankees, I cannot say the same thing. One of my best friends in the world, he's a Yankees fan, and we'll text back and forth. We've had this now fun interaction where it's trying to find what hitting stat Aaron Judge isn't leading the league in. Sal, he is on an unreal tear, for a guy that seemingly is getting better and better every year.
It's phenomenal. You know, I would say he is the best hitter in baseball today. I mean, everyone, you know, talks about Ohtani and this and that. Look, Ohtani's a great player, and when he pitches, mm-hmm. then becomes the greatest player in the game because nobody's really ever done that the way he's done it. But when you're looking at just pure hitting, Judge is on another planet. And he's a right-handed hitter. That's the thing. I mean, there's been tons of great left-handed hitters. Barry Bonds, of course, maybe the greatest of all, him and Babe Ruth, because they're facing right-handed pitching 75% of the time. Judge is doing this as a right-handed batter. Plus, he's 33 years old. It's not like he's 25.
Yeah.
He's 33, and he's having, you know, he's had a few seasons here that have just been out of this world. And this one, I mean, I don't know where it's going to end up in terms of the home runs. I mean, I don't think that he's going to get to 62 again and break his own American League record, but I don't care, man. He might hit 50, and he might hit 350 or 360 this year. He's not going to hit 400, but right now he's over 400. It's just an unbelievable. He's leading, you're right. I mean, I'm looking at his page right now. He's leading in 3, 6, 9, 11, 12. 12 categories across the board. It's unbelievable. And that's just not the AL. That's MLB mm-hmm. completely. It's incredible.
I was wondering how much higher that number was going to go there.
So, it's unbelievable.
But it's also hilarious that he leads in more categories than the Colorado Rockies have wins. Sal, what are the Colorado Rockies?
They are the worst team in baseball, and it's not even close. I mean, they are going to have a legit chance of breaking the record the White Sox just set last year with 121 losses. They just fired their manager yesterday, Bud Black, who, I don't know, he's been there 9 years. I don't know how he survived 9 years, quite frankly. But that is a horrifically bad baseball team. And, you know, they really just don't have a chance playing out there in Denver. It's impossible to pitch well in that stadium. And I know both teams are playing in the stadium, but nobody wants to go play mm-hmm. in Denver if you're a free agent pitcher. And if you're not developing top-notch pitching talent, you have no chance. Then, to further complicate it, the owner's a cheapskate who won't pay money to get free agents to go there. I'm talking about hitters. They just don't have a chance to compete. They're like the Marlins. They really don't yeah. really have a chance in any way to build a good team. If your farm system isn't elite, they're cooked. And like I said, the Rockies, they're going to have a legit chance to break that record just 1 year later.
I just never thought I would see a team lose 21-0 like that. And then I just look and go, oh, you have 6 wins all year. This is, I don't know what's more gross.
And the sad part is, I mean, I've been to a game at Coors Field many years ago. It is awesome. It is such an awesome ballpark. The mountains in the background, it's just a beautiful place. Similar to Pittsburgh with PNC Park, and they can't get anybody to go because the teams stink year after year after year. The fans in Denver, they really deserve a better product than what they're getting out there. And yeah, the same could be said for the Pirates too, who also just fired their manager last week.
I was about to make the comparison to Pittsburgh. I'm like, oh, beautiful ballparks, terrible baseball teams where mm-hmm. fans deserve yeah. better. To add insult to injury, too, to Colorado, just the last thing here, their division that they're in, you're dealing with the Dodgers, the Padres, San Francisco, and Arizona, and then you. It's like even if you get average, you're probably going to get just blown out a number of nights to these teams. And then when you put maybe the worst baseball team ever assembled on the field, they're already at run differential, minus 128. They're on pace mm-hmm. to win 20 games.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable.
And that's exactly why they're going to have a chance to break the all-time losing record, because they haven't even started playing mm-hmm. their division. They've played maybe one or two series in the division so far. They haven't even gotten to the meat of the schedule when they start playing the Dodgers, Giants, Padres, and who's the other team?
Arizona. I'm forgetting,
whatever. Yeah, Arizona. When that starts, I mean, we could be talking about 10, 12-game losing streaks becoming a reality regularly. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting to watch. You never want to root for that kind of complete dysfunction and horror because, I mean, I saw there was a clip last week. Kyle Freeland is one of their pitchers who's been there for a while, and he suffered a lot. And one of the reporters asked him, like, how do you do this? And the poor kid, he was like almost moved to tears. The question was, what do you tell the fan base? And he was like almost moved to tears, and he said, just try to hang in there with us. I mean, I felt bad for the kid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to go through that type of losing is just really, really gross.
Yeah, I'd imagine. And Sal, it's May 12th, and Aaron Judge is leading in 12 categories, right?
Well, that's just the basics that I'm looking at. Yep.
So like 12 basics, and the Rockies have 7 wins. I will be interested to check in with you when the Rockies finally surpass Aaron Judge's hitting capabilities.
Yeah, and I'm not sure when that's going to happen, quite frankly. I mean, like he's having a great year, 4 more hits yesterday. The Yankees played, their offense was great this week, and I've bemoaned them sometimes because they can be very inconsistent. They'll have these 10-run games, 12 yesterday, and then they'll go 5 games scoring 3 or less. So if they can find consistency, then I think they're going to be moving in the right direction. And as long as Judge keeps going like this, yeah, their offense should be fine. But again, we'll see.
They got a 3-game road series in Seattle starting tonight, 9:40, first pitch in Seattle. Sal, it's going to be a long night. Thanks so much for jumping on with us. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Enjoy the Yankees as well. Thanks for jumping on again, man.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
That was Sal Mariana right there on the West Her hotline. The Rockies, man. I didn't know we would get there where Aaron Judge is leading MLB
and that's just
in
basics.
More hitting, just basic
hitting categories.
Oh boy!
Like, because like baseball is such a numbers heavy sport.
Yep,
you could find more.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And at that point, the answer would be: when do the Rockies catch up to Aaron Judge in that sense? Next year.
Next year,
when everyone starts at 0-0.
And I agree with Sal's point.
It's disgusting.
We got to hit a break here, but I agree on Sal's point too. There's a part of me. I love the gross chaos, what have you. I enjoy seeing history in any aspect in sports. But there's also a point, having grown up in playoff droughts for 2 of my favorite local teams.
There's a human element.
There's a human element of you just feel bad for Rockies fans. And Sal brings up a really good point.
The players.
It's hard. The players, and it's hard to get players to want to go to Colorado. You're like, especially pitchers where you're like, cool, I'm going to give up bomb after bomb after bomb, even if I'm pitching well. It is a tough road. And then you look at that division, it's not getting any better. The Dodgers pay everybody. The Padres have started paying everybody. San Francisco's got a lot of money. Arizona's a solid team, and they're still 21-20. I mean, it is going to be a grind for them to get through.
A grind to get to 20 wins even. Hey, by the way, if you're out today, great weather. What would you like to do?
Beautiful
weather. Well, there's a couple things you can do. You could golf. You could bike. You could also be ready to join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team. That's on Saturday, June 28th. So you got a lot of time to get out on a bike and train for that. Once you join the team, you will receive an email to pick up your t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for those details. We'll be back in a bit just to close up hour number one. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We have your tickets to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP Golf Card. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP Golf Card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf, and score deals at Rick Zurak's Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. Portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf cart today at getmyperks.com.
Derek, played my first round this weekend.
Good for you.
Felt great. Felt great.
I got to say, it's the one thing that I was never able to get into, and now I feel like of course, it's like, oh, it's never too late to get into golf.
That's right.
But at the same point, I don't want to be that terrible at something.
See, I can fully understand that. For me, when I got into it, I'm the same way. I never thought I'd be a golf guy.
There's a difference when you're learning something in your 20s to now.
No, that's fair. That's
you
fair.
Have to get right. When I learned how to play hockey, that was something that like I was at least energetic enough that I could be bad at it and learn how to play.
Yeah.
Now that I am older, I don't want to be learning that much about something. And I know that the weirder part is I don't know which way I'm supposed to swing.
Oh, yeah. You won't know if you're a lefty or a righty with this. That's right.
Because I'm a lefty in hockey.
Yeah. Now I want you to get into it because I think it's a fun experiment. I want to see how it goes. Selfishly.
But
I
want to
know how it happens.
I don't, that's the weird part about me is like when I used to play baseball as a kid, I could be in either batter's box.
Switch hitting.
I was switch hitting, but like I also then stopped playing very quickly.
Very quick. Figured out not for me.
I figured out that, not even that. It was just I, as a kid, liked football more. And then, bunch of brain damage later, here I am.
Oh, well.
But, with golf, I wish I could because, it would be a great way to, just go out and have a good time with friends.
That's a big part of it for me, man, is just going outside, hanging out with some buddies for 3-4 hours, having a few adult beverages, or just hanging out.
Yep.
I love it. That's a huge part of it.
Should I just be like the caddy from Happy Gilmore?
You could totally do that.
Not know a single thing, look homely, and hang out with you guys?
Just hang out. Just sit in the cart. Hang out. Josh is shaking his head. Yeah.
Yes.
We've tried to get our girlfriends to do that. They don't play golf, but we're like, just hang out in the cart. Just
hang out together. If you dressed up as Bill Murray from Caddyshack, Bill Murray's character from Caddyshack, whose name is escaping me at this point, and I don't know why.
Just Bill Murray. It's fine.
It's just Bill Murray.
It's just Bill Murray from Caddyshack.
If you dressed up as him and showed up with us, I think everyone at the course would want you to join their group. No matter who they are or how many people they have, they would want you to join them.
You know what? To quote Happy Gilmore to end this segment, if I had to wear pants like that, I'd kick my own ass.
803-0550, the number to call. It is also PGA Championship week, as that will be beginning on Thursday at Quail Hollow. Very excited for that as well. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go!
We will start the season on September 4th in Philadelphia with one of the great rivalries. It's been a quarter century since the Cowboys, the Eagles, have played week one.
Oh.
Dallas, new coach in Brian Schottenheimer, Dak Prescott back against Jalen Hurts, 2,000-yard rusher Saquon Barkley, and the Philadelphia Eagles. What a way to start what begins the 20th year of Sunday Night Football.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
I was listening to that. It hit me again. I knew Brian Schottenheimer was the coach. It hit me again because we were talking about on the break, like, oh, Dallas is kind of an interesting move for Philadelphia to play week one, the Pickens deal and stuff like that. All right, like, this can make sense. I forgot how the offseason started for them. What a tire fire that coaching search was. Schottenheimer could be great. I don't want to make it sound like it's all going to be doom and gloom for them. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here, by the way. Hour number two of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But remember when they were like the Dallas Cowboys were doing like their own hiring search? Like every other team that had a head coaching need were kind of like the same five guys.
Oh, but it
and
was also
Dallas was like, we're going to maybe talk to Deion.
Oh, but then even more hilariously,
we're going to talk to Brian Schottenheimer. I was like, what?
Even more hilariously, Chicago calls them up. Hey, can we interview your head coach, Mike McCarthy? And they're like, no.
No, we're and then, not sure what we're doing.
But then
here
2 weeks later, they said, we are firing Mike McCarthy.
What a weird start to the offseason.
Yeah, that's
so bad.
And then they said they were all in that offseason, then they did nothing.
I think that was the last two offseasons they've said they're all in. Well, this one I can argue. Good. The Pickens trade could be fun.
But the thing was, last year there was a Skip Bayless tweet where a comma was doing God's work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I remember this. I remember that tweet. I laughed hard.
Yes.
I laughed very, very hard at it. We're having a little bit of fun today. Schedule releases this week.
I feel like this is like the most Wednesday feeling Monday of all time.
Josh said that when we walked in, and he's right. I had a dream that it was Wednesday. I think for me, though, personally, I know I have a short week, and I'm getting ready to for my little trip. It's nothing crazy, but I'm getting ready for it, so like there's a little bit of that excitement. But I've had that a few of these last few weeks where, like, last week, perfect example. Friday rolled around, and I'm like, this is the third Friday this week, man.
I
just want the weekend to be here.
I remember I had gotten here early, and I'm talking with Josh and with Owen Parker. And Owen said, like, the stream was – the word he said was, the stream is fat today. And we had people apparently really paying in when there's relatively nothing new going on.
It's very much the offseason.
But y'all were just hanging out today and continue to do so. And hey, you know what? Maybe that's just how it is on May 12th.
Everyone's got the schedule itch. That's what it is. That's what it is.
It might be it.
So on that, we were talking a little bit there about the Cowboys, Eagles. That's going to be your Thursday night opener. I like the idea of it. Not too many. Traditionally, we don't have too many divisional games. But I like that idea for the NFC East to have a divisional game. Do that. And then, as well, there are some storylines there with Dallas and what are they really going to be here? We just mentioned the Brian Schottenheimer and George Pickens kind of additions for them. Like, what is this Dallas team going to look like? And then the Eagles, the Super Bowl champions, they're going to play opening night. We all know that. But they themselves are kind of this always interesting storyline. I think people are still unsure about Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni as a QB coach combo. And so I'm always interested to watch Philadelphia these last few years because they are uber talented, but I also wonder exactly how good they can be. I think their peak was last year, but their floor was also 2 years ago where they lost, what, like six straight to end the year and then got blown up by Tampa in the playoffs. They are two different spectrums on how good a team can be. But, of course, we're also talking about the Bills. There were some rumblings that maybe Josh Allen was going to announce a Sunday night football game for the Bills. That didn't end up happening.
He was supposed to be on the Today Show, and
that didn't happen.
He wasn't.
So we kind of threw it to Twitter and also to the phone lines, 803-0550, the number to call. What is your favorite idea for the Bills for week one? I am somebody, especially for week one, and I mentioned a little bit with our guest in the first hour, Sal Mariana, I am having a little bit of that nostalgia for the 1 o'clock games. I mean, that's what I grew up on. Yes, it was during the drought, but it was Sunday, 1 o'clock. I knew that's when Bills football was going to be, and I kind of liked that last year it was like also against a weird team. It was Arizona.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh.
That was the more fascinating part to me.
Okay.
I think week one being the 1 o'clock, that was for me, I feel like that was perfect because – that's, you know, Bills fans, get out there. It's the first game of the season. It's the home opener.
Mm-hmm.
Go do your thing.
because you're not going to be able to do this as the routine for the whole year.
It's going to change fast.
But we should start the year with that routine. It was more fascinating that it was Arizona.
Yeah.
And it's mostly, it's the first weekend in the NFL. You're going to watch. There's no incentive needed here. You're going to watch.
Now, what's interesting, looking at their home schedule this year, not seeing a lot of those kind of games. You're like, throw that in week one. It's not bad. Still a good team. Still interesting. It's obviously the divisional opponents, Miami, New England, and New York. But then, as Sal pointed out in his article too, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Philadelphia, and then two NFC South teams in New Orleans and Tampa. There's not a lot of like, yeah, just throw that on there. It's still, Arizona's still a good team. It's still Kyler Murray. You know, Marvin Harrison Jr.'s there. The eyeballs will be on that game. The Saints, it's Tyler Shuck. It's not Derek Carr anymore. He retired this weekend. Tampa's interesting, but I liked Sal's point in the article. Like, that could be a fun primetime game. For me, it's more the road schedule is where you might get the, ooh, that's an interesting game, but we'll throw it at 1 o'clock. Pittsburgh, Carolina, Atlanta, Houston. Now, on Carolina, I think that's where, to your question too, I think that could be more like the Bowie game where they're kind of throwing Carolina a bone. We're going to put you on a Thursday Night Football. But to make sure people are watching, we're throwing the Bills on.
What if the home opener is the Saints?
I mean, 1-0. Let's move on, baby.
Yeah.
Tyler Shuck, another rookie quarterback that's going to get his first start against the Bills. I know Sal Capaccio's brought that stat up a lot, but I think Marino's first start was against the Bills. There's a long list.
Right.
But let's go. 1-0, moving on.
Yeah. By the way.
Not against it, actually.
The first comment that you had on the question on Twitter today of what is your favorite idea for the Bills to win in week one? Nuke, great job. It's at the Wiley veteran, and yes, he is indeed Wiley on that one because his comment is to win.
Should have had some heart. Should have said to lose. I want them on the back foot the whole year. I never want them comfortable.
I never want them.
That's what it should have been. But no, yes, to win.
No, that one to me, that's just funny. I appreciate the humor in that sort of a response.
What did you say? Tweets in home Jets. That's one I think of a lot when I think of week one or home openers. A lot of my life, and this could be wrong, I don't have any stats to back this up. This is a complete feeling thought. I always remember Bills Jets very early in the season. Very early.
TJ tweets in, Cincinnati, get them in week one when they typically struggle.
That's right. Not even just week one. Oh, September.
Man. Yeah.
Get them in September.
Get them in the first month and you've got them.
Legitimately.
I don't know what it is.
That's right.
Cincinnati, I'm going to say something controversial. Cincinnati's kind of like the Buffalo Sabres to start a season.
Mm-hmm.
You have top-end pieces.
Yeah.
But you cannot start the regular season on time for whatever reason. And it costs you.
Yeah.
Because over two of the last 3 years, it has cost the Cincinnati Bengals.
They've been bad to start years.
Horrible.
And they've lost to surprising teams.
It was actually last year the was last New England. 3 years.
Yeah.
The last 3 years, you have started poorly. Only that the past two seasons, you've also paid the price for it.
Mm-hmm.
Three seasons ago, yeah, they started terribly, but they were fine.
This past year, they started 0-3, losing 16-10 to New England, 26-25 to Kansas City, 38-33 to Washington. They finally then get on the win column with the Panthers to go to 1-3. Then they immediately lose to Baltimore. They start the year 1-4, although the Baltimore game falls in October. Then the year prior, let me pull up 2023 schedule, they start 0-2. 24-3 loss to Cleveland. I think I remember that game. Burrow throws like three or four picks. Mm-hmm. And then they lose to Baltimore 27-24, beat the Rams, but then lose to the Titans 27-3.
Titans.
27-3.
Inexcusable. To fall to 1-3.
I mean, they start seasons off really poorly. They figured out, I think that's also on Zach Taylor, their head coach. I think that's a big part of it. They start off these seasons terribly. The year prior to that, where they ultimately go 12-4, and that's the DeMar Hamlin game, Bills game is ruled a no contest. They start 0-2, an overtime loss to Pittsburgh, and then a loss to Dallas.
Yep. They do not.
My word.
They do not start the regular season on time. So that's a great answer.
Yeah. Get the Bengals early. Doesn't matter what time either. Just get them early. And
get them early.
There's a good chance
they're going
beat
to
them.
Trip over themselves.
They've started 0-2. Is it the last 3 years?
Yep.
The last 3 years. Incredible. Yeah, get them early. Get them early. TJ's right on that.
Get them early. So the last thing for me with like my major thoughts on the schedule is like there has to be, to me, there has to be this game that we're not expecting to be a prime timer that is, that ultimately is. Sal mentioned the Texans possibly as being one of those because it's not a favorite on the schedule to be primetime.
No, but that was a game last year. That was a real big one. I think for all of us thinking that's going to be Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Stephon Diggs versus the Bills. They 1 o'clocked it. So I think that's also something to look at.
Considering the game that was played, it was deserved.
But I think that's something to look at, too, where they might go because let's say for argument's sake, they do use the Bills to prop up Carolina for a Sunday night or Monday night or Thursday night. Does all of a sudden one of Cincinnati, Baltimore, Tampa, Philly, Kansas City's 425. I barely even acknowledge them in any other facet. But do one of those games all of a sudden go, yeah, we're going to put that at 1 o'clock. Yeah. I don't think Baltimore, because Baltimore is the AFC divisional game. That was a really close matchup. I think that's probably good for primetime.
Right.
I look at the Bengals. If you're looking for that surprise, stunning, 1 o'clock home game, that could be. They haven't made the playoffs in 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Burrow versus Allen, but let's not act like Cincinnati's been like this hot commodity for a lot of people. They haven't made the playoffs in 2 years. They've been 9-8. With a seventh seed, by the way. I'd like to point that out. With the expanded playoffs, they haven't made it in 2 years.
Speaking of the seventh seed, what about Pittsburgh on the road? How do you sell the Pittsburgh Steelers to anyone right now?
Oh, you know the schedule makers have been very frustrated by the unknown of Aaron Rodgers. Because I think that's a really good point you bring up. If Rodgers was there, though, you could really argue.
You could sell the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh you can sell. Perfect. You could figure it out. Pickens is gone.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be Mason Rudolph to DK Metcalf?
Yeah. I don't know what this is. Yeah. It's just like, it's a bunch of, how do I say this nicely? It's a bunch of garbage. Plus DK Metcalf.
Plus DK Metcalf. I mean, like, they are in a really.
Like, defensively, they're fine, but like.
They're always fine.
You might need to bring this boring team and give them an excuse to have a primetime game.
They're in a really unknown spot in terms of what do you do with them.
What do you do with them?
The Steelers brand. They've got a ton of road fans.
Yes.
That game will be on television across the country.
Right.
But they're arguably going to be near unwatchable.
Their roster is a tough sell on offense. It is not something. It's dangerous for the public to have to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers
for 17
games. It's been
like Chicago for a few years here, where Chicago kept getting put on primetime games.
Chicago also had the deception of promise.
Yeah, but by like week 10.
What is promising about the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that genuinely.
The prayer balls to DK Metcalf will probably look pretty cool.
Russell Wilson's not there throwing them anymore.
No. That's why it's more towards the prayer ball. I think Russell Wilson's just one of the best deep ball throwers of all time. Mason Rudolph, it might just be DK's down there somewhere. And he probably will be.
Mason Rudolph doesn't have the arm strength to do DK's down there somewhere.
No, that's right. That's right. Man, they really were desperate for Rodgers. Or, I think realistically, they're somewhat punting on this year, getting ready. They're going to host the 2026 draft. I think they've already got three third-round picks, plus what they've now gotten in the Pickens trade. They're gearing up for, there's going to be at least based off of what many people are thinking is going to be the 26th draft, like 4 or 5 quarterbacks to go get. I think that's really what they're going to be pushing.
Yeah.
Do you want to say, though, one quick thing here before we forget? Coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Ad is going to be officially on Wednesday at 8. Me and Derek are going to be live from 7 to 9 on the nightcap to get you all that schedule news. A lot of it will be 98% official before 8 o'clock?
It'll be an official-ish.
Official-ish.
By the time we get to 8 o'clock, it'll be official-ish.
It'll be official-ish.
There might be like 2 or 3 games that like we're trying to plug in the hole.
Yeah. We will have also games announced throughout the week. We already, of course, do know the opener, which is Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Again, I like that game. Not bad. Although it has a little bit less juice than the last few years. I loved Detroit, Kansas City from a few years ago. That was one of my favorite ones in a long time. And then last year was Kansas City, Baltimore.
And that had
that
juice.
Game was awesome. And that game also had that feeling too of, are we sure that's not a little too early for this matchup? That's a big argument for, you know, for some of these primetime games for the Bills is, well, you can't do Bills Ravens week two on Sunday Night Football. It's too early. You want to stretch that out.
Meanwhile, but then, I'm sitting over here going, yes, you can.
But then Chiefs Ravens week one, and I think a part of me too would almost have it be early, because how quickly did we, you know, covering the Bills and talking about the playoffs and stuff, forget about that, what was it, week four, week five matchup with Baltimore last year?
Yeah.
Because you're like, it's a different team. Yes, the Bills obviously added Amari Cooper. They were playing different. They were playing hurt against Baltimore the first time. Going right into that second matchup, it was entirely different. And there's that little bit of fun to it as well of, man, that game was 2.5 months ago. Where if they played Baltimore this year, say like week 14, and then they play them again in the division round, it's like, we just saw you. It's like, the same group.
Like Baltimore did with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They played them late. They beat them. And then they play Pittsburgh again.
And they beat them again.
And they beat them again.
And they beat them again.
So, yeah, I agree with you on that. It's not really that much of a crime to have these good matchups where then you might meet them in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia is a different story. Do you want that one to be later? Do you want that one to be more middle of your schedule?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But you've gotten me to a point where I am now surrendering. I'm expecting to be here on Christmas.
Who do you think they play on Christmas? I think it's a home game. Who do you think it is? I think it's Baltimore and Kansas City are out. They played Christmas the last 2 years. I think they're done.
I think it's a road game.
You think it's a road game?
And it's Houston.
Did Houston play on Christmas last year?
Yeah, that was Tank Dell getting hurt again. They got gobsmacked by Kansas City.
Was that it? Or I thought it was Baltimore.
Baltimore also did. There were multiple games on Christmas.
I'm looking this up.
There were two games on Christmas. Kansas City and Baltimore were both involved.
Yeah, the Chiefs played the Steelers on Christmas.
Yep.
The Ravens played the Texans on Christmas.
Okay.
Ravens beat them 31-2.
Oh, and then it was one of the, I think it was the following Thursday.
I believe that's right.
Where Tank Dell then gets hurt.
Yes.
For the second time.
Yeah, neither of these games were close, and the Ravens, wow, 31-2. I am now remembering that game.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Houston plays again then on Christmas.
I mean, you try to sell them as a threat.
Right.
It's an idea. Or you could use one of the divisional rivals.
I believe that would be two straight home games, too, for Houston on Christmas.
Because mm-hmm.
they hosted Baltimore. It's not a bad idea. Again, I think they're going to play on the holiday, so I think it doesn't really matter where I think Buffalo's playing it. I look at it, though, and I do wonder
it does make sense if it's a home game because, you know, Hallmark Christmas movie, yada, yada.
I wonder if it's a divisional game.
I do, too. I was just about to go into that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be New England.
You think New England?
I think New England.
I think Miami.
I think New England because of two reasons. One, they're the most promising of the three now.
100%.
And two, it still has the worst blood for a lot of Bills fans in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, Miami fans typically then get loud, blah, blah, blah. But what happens every year? Miami fades at the stretch. Why would you put Miami in primetime in December?
I think for that exact reason. Let's see what they got.
But also,
this might be their last hurrah with this core.
But we've seen that happen with this group. Why bother? Because people will go ahead and write that off, and instead, Jimmy is unwrapping presents. Let's rather watch that than Tua getting beat down 41-17.
I'd enjoy it.
You would enjoy it because we'd be working.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't get to watch little Jimmy unwrapping presents over there near the Christmas tree. We don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who does? People listening. They can turn that off. People that aren't Bills fans, they can turn it off.
Why
not make it something where, hey, you know what you could sell? Mm-hmm. Second-year quarterback, Drake May. How's he doing in year two?
No, I think New England's definitely the most
You can't really sell. You can't really sell the Jets.
No, the Jets can't sell the Jets right now. But New England is definitely the most marketable. I just do wonder. Bills and Dolphins do still have that juice of the rivalry.
I think there is something
to Miami having to go play in the snow. Let's all go watch.
Yeah, but also, New England has given Buffalo more fits than Miami in recent years.
They have. Notwithstanding the Joe Milton game. Not counting that one.
Not even counting that one. They lost to McCorkle Jones.
They did do that.
They don't lose to Miami.
They really don't. They lose the heat wave game, and that's really it.
That's it?
That's really it. They just beat the brakes off of Miami.
So Miami has tied Buffalo then in weird weather games that they've lost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
New England has won the infamous win game. Miami wins a heat game.
Come on, Jets. What are you guys doing? Figure it out.
Mess with the weather catastrophically.
Just get a rainstorm, something like that.
Well, no. The Jets won a random one where Josh Allen sprains his AC joint.
Oh, no. They even got the Zach Wilson game, though, too.
Oh, God, yeah.
The Jets
are actually their bigger problem in recent years.
Jets, Bills, Christmas Day. Let's go. It's the biggest problem. Let's go. Justin Fields, we're number 7, by the way. Big fan of that.
What present did you get over there, Jimmy?
If it's Bills Jets, are you kidding me?
Bills Jets, let's go.
Oh, my God.
There are only a few games, I think, that realistically the Bills can do on Christmas. I think Miami, New England, Cincinnati, I think maybe. Tampa, yes.
It has to be a good opponent because otherwise it's going to be...
Wait, is that a Nerf Gatling?
What did I get?
What did I get him?
Is my game done downloading yet? That's what it is. Is my new video game done downloading yet? I also do believe it will be a divisional game. That's where Tampa for me is a little low on this, is because for the most part, I believe this will be a conference game.
Why did you get your nephew a ball pit?
Total evil idea I'm pulling off.
But yeah, I think Tampa for me would probably be the lowest. Or really any of the AFC South or the NFC South teams, I could say could be interesting ideas, but they're at the lower end. I think it'll be a conference game.
Yeah, if it's like Cleveland for some reason, nobody cares.
I mean, Kansas City, Pittsburgh last year.
And?
I'm just saying they did it. So
Pittsburgh was a playoff team.
Yeah, well, that's somehow. Right. That's right. They were. Oh, man. I mean, just there's there's options. I don't totally know. Again, coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Of course, taking your calls, 803-0550, your favorite idea for the Bills week one. Also talking the Christmas schedule, potentially. I do think they'll play on there. We don't know definitively if they will, but I do think that is a really good shot at that. And also, a reminder, join us at Par for a Purpose on May 19th and play in a foursome at the Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds will benefit the 11-day Power Play. Registers included lunch, dinner, 2-drink tickets, green fees, cart, and prizes. Visit WGR550/events.com to register now, courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. You're listening to WGR.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you on a just incredible May day.
It's supposed to be 80 today. It's beautiful.
That's the one thing I don't like about spring is that it doesn't commit to anything.
No, very.
But we had a great weekend.
Beautiful weekend. I got outside. I will tell you too, Derek, there's something, and I know a lot of people believe this with spring cleaning and stuff like that. When you get to crack open the windows, not even just in your car, in your house, your apartment, whatever, when you get to crack open the windows and just let the fresh air come in, beautiful. My house too, the same thing. When you crack open the door, the dog's allowed to sunbathe right at the front door and just kind of hang out, brings in the fresh lights. Man, it is something. I love it dearly.
Am I seeing this right?
Did we have breaking news? Did something happen?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not seeing this right. Never mind.
Now I'm upset.
I don't know why my days are mixed up like this. I saw it's going to rain next weekend, probably. And I'm like, wait, is that Memorial Day weekend? No, it's not.
No. It is going to rain most of this week, though.
Yeah.
This is the best day of the week.
This is the best day of the week, oddly enough.
And then it will rain a lot.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about. That it doesn't commit to anything.
Nope.
Well, it's committing to rain for like 5 days. It's committing to rain, which is not awesome. It's fine. It is what it is.
I've managed to like face palm into the mic, and like you realize that it's kind of a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. I had a lot of fun talking schedule ideas, with the official schedule release being Wednesday at 8 p.m. Myself, Derek Kramer, we're going to be on the nightcap from 7 to 9, an extended nightcap.
The other supposed good weather day.
The other supposed good weather day. We've also,
I'm going to be inside.
Yeah, you are. We've also broached the topic on Twitter. What's your favorite idea for the Bills for week one? We've talked a lot about the idea of the Bills playing on Christmas. The idea of Bills playing on Christmas. The inevitability. The inevitability that the Bills will be playing on Christmas.
It is still only potential. We're
the inevitability.
Not hearing, we are not hearing anything.
I'm preparing myself so that when it doesn't happen, I'm ecstatic.
I get that. I do understand that. But also,
it's going to happen.
At this point, I don't think I should prepare for anything, because I was prepared for the Bills to not get Kenneth Grant. And I was rationally upset
on
the
upset.
Night of the draft.
And
I was more upset than you were. The Kenneth Grant guy.
I'm so used to the draft of like my guys go to teams that are not mine that I'm just all right,
so,
on to the next.
So now for
on
me,
the next.
Well, so it's fine for you to do it because you're numb to it. I'm not.
Yeah, you were not
so
numb to it.
So why do I bother trying to brace for impact?
It's fair. Our guest in the first hour, Sal Mariana of the Democrat and Chronicle, has a piece up at the Democrat and Chronicle.com detailing kind of his ideas on the primetime window, who the Bills could be playing. There's a lot of options at home. He also brought it to us, though, when he joined us. I have not really thought much about Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh,
he
yeah.
brought that up. And then Black Friday's
Wait,
kind
Thanksgiving
of...
Thanksgiving Eve?
Thanksgiving night, I should have
I
said.
I was going to say
night,
the
night game.
Okay.
But so like that night game, they've never done that at home. They've actually never played in this run of the Thanksgiving games. They never played at home. All of them were on the road. Dallas on the road, Detroit on the road, and then the Saints on the road.
Yep.
So they never played at home. That could be interesting. And the one that's been in my periphery but I haven't given too much thought of is the Black Friday game.
I'd rather work Christmas than Thanksgiving again.
Would you?
Yes. Because at least it's different.
It's different, yeah.
But also, Thanksgiving's the day that I like the most when it comes to my holidays.
Great food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's about the food, the family, and it not being materialistic like Christmas is.
Mm-hmm. Materialistic holiday, Black Friday. I'd be interested in this game.
As someone who used to work Black Friday, I hope for those people out there that work retail, I hope the bills get Black Friday.
I'd be into this
because
game.
Then they are the region would be spared,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like that would well somewhat spared. There yeah. would be plenty of people that
but also,
still
also last year's
still
game
could
is at
pull
3.
Off both.
Last year's game is at 3 p.m. Yeah, so it's not perfect.
It's not perfect, but it's also like there might be some of those people that are going that are like actually no. But then again, Black Friday is not what it used to be.
No, online shopping has kind of changed.
Online
that.
Shopping has changed that more than the NFL would. And now that I say that, Roger's going to be like, want to bet?
Want to bet? Black Friday last year was the Raiders at the Chiefs.
Yeah. Speaking of the Chiefs constantly being everywhere,
I would be kind of into the Black Friday game. I think there's more juice to that of it doesn't have to be this supreme opponent. I think it would be much more of just, we need to get a team on TV that everyone will watch. Here you go.
Yes.
Here's the Bills. Here's the Chiefs. Where Christmas, you're going to watch the NBA games, you're going to watch the NFL games. And the ratings show, you're watching the NFL games.
And the thing is that they do need to keep having strong teams mm-hmm. playing on mm-hmm. Christmas because of that. So that's where I'm suspecting more of, yeah, you're probably right, Zach, because they do need to compete with the NBA. How do you do that? With an enigma quarterback that has won MVP. And around the country, for better or for worse, mm-hmm. you know who Josh Allen is. You either love him or you do not like him at all.
And I brought that up. I brought that up a few times. Me and you with Sal Capaccio and yep. everything. I think him having the stamp of NFL MVP, not what Bills fans have been saying, where he should have won MVP or he's a top five quarterback. He has the different. Official stamp of the league, MVP quarterback, and he's the reigning MVP. I think that changes how they operate with him. If Lamar had won the MVP last year, I think you could have an honest conversation about the Bills not playing on a holiday. Mm-hmm. Now that he is the MVP, I don't think he really can. You look at the two teams that they made sure to put on Christmas the last 2 years, it's Lamar winning MVPs, and it's the Chiefs winning Super Bowls.
Kind of like with how the NBA, like, it is typically the biggest stars are playing.
It is the stars. Doesn't even have to necessarily be the teams.
It's the stars.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be Boston or LA. Like, if they're bad, they're bad. Whatever, get them out. You know, Timberwolves are on there because of Anthony Edwards. You know, Milwaukee's on there because of Giannis. Denver's on there because of Jokic.
Golden State's there with Steph.
Yep. Like you knew who was going to be on Christmas.
The Lakers again with LeBron, where he's like, you know, like
doesn't matter what team
he's on. The NBA's day.
Yeah, does not matter what team he's on.
LeBron James. How do you fight LeBron James? The answer is whoever your reigning MVP is.
And so I think that's the thing for the NFL is that get the MVP on. And we'll figure out what team he plays. I think it'll be a conference game because it's so late in the year.
Yes.
And if there's maybe potential playoff
that's
implications.
That's why I say Houston.
I think it's a big part of that. The Houston one, my only issue is they would then have two straight home Christmas games.
Who cares about pattern? The Bills have had three straight road Thanksgiving games.
Well, and so that was my other point, too.
Who cares
too.
About pattern?
The Bills haven't had a home holiday game in this whole run. And, well, maybe the league doesn't
humbug.
Care. But could this maybe be the last home game of a regular season high mark? Sal's mentioned in his conversation with Mike North, the NFL hasn't cared too much on the last game of the current Highmark Stadium. They care far more about the opening game of the new Highmark Stadium. But maybe meeting halfway, I could see Dolphins at Bills Christmas Day. Final Highmark Stadium game. It's on a holiday.
Miami.
I could see it.
I can't
see
it being Miami. I think that if the NFL projects that Miami might be trash, they're not going to do it.
What about Cincinnati? We joked about it getting them early.
That's us being greedy, and mm-hmm. that's perfectly fair. Like that's being self-serving. But yes, though I would suspect. If Baltimore is okay with it again,
do it again.
Do more Christmas.
I cannot imagine them or Kansas City's playing. That's my big thing. Is like those two are not playing. That's
but
why
you're looking
I'm
at a
like,
pattern.
I'm looking at a pattern, but I look at there's no way you're giving Baltimore and Kansas City 3 years in a row for Christmas. That's not.
They'd be used to it.
I mean, I know Kansas City. I guess is kind of pushed for it to be like mm-hmm. the Kansas City team, but the NFL's pushed back on that as well. Mm-hmm. So I don't see that happening. And that's my thing. Is Buffalo's like the one of the big three. that hasn't played on a holiday here in a few years. Haven't played at home.
Ooh. A spicy game between a potential Super Bowl matchup on Christmas?
It's too late in the year, I think. I think with that one, I think you want that done right at the double-digit flip. By where bye weeks are, week 10, 11-ish.
I think about the idea of this is a Super Bowl matchup preview.
That could work. I look at that as Monday night or Sunday night football. That to me screams
why not
our game of the year, so that we could push Super Bowl preview because there's a good chance both are going to be really good.
You're probably also looking at these are guys that are also there are players that are MVP candidates on these teams with Saquon Barkley and Josh Allen, and they're the best teams in their conference year in and year out. How do you not sell the idea of people getting subscriptions for Netflix?
That also could be something, too. We just talked about the scores where Houston puts up a safety.
Right.
In the dying minutes of that game, if I remember correctly, Pittsburgh was unwatchable towards the end of last year. Maybe there is something of we need a marquee matchup.
We might
need
a marquee matchup to make sure people stay here. And we are competing, again, with the NBA on streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other key of this. This is not network television. You need people to sign up for these things.
And that's the thing, too. With the NBA, with being network TV, there's probably going to be a lot of families that are like, I'm hanging out with the family anyways. Like, this is going to be more background noise. We'll throw on the NBA game. We'll throw on Lakers-Timberwolves at 8 o'clock at night.
So how do you get people to watch it? That's where I think an idea of Philadelphia makes a lot of sense. If it's not conference, it has to be Philadelphia.
It has to be Philadelphia. I think you're right if it's not
conference. So, let's narrow it down.
But that's where also Cincinnati's interesting.
That's why I think here are the teams that are my expected at this point if you're looking at a Christmas game. Baltimore, Cincy, Houston, Philly. Three of those are home.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way that they throw Kansas City, Buffalo on Christmas.
I can't see it. I cannot see it.
There's no way.
In any reality, I can't see it.
There's no way they do that.
That's 425 and a random week in the year.
Not even a random week in the year, probably like week 12.
Yeah, but they've had it like week 5, week 6.
Yeah, I mean, they've had it sometimes.
They've moved it around. They've moved it around.
But lately, the last 3 years, it has been, you're looking like at your beginning of the double digits.
Mm.
So I would suspect, it's probably Baltimore, then Philly, then Cincy, and then Houston as your strongest cases for a Christmas game.
I have also, by the way, figured out, we got to hit a break here, but I have figured out my least interested game I could be for any of these.
Oh, it's New Orleans.
Yeah, by like a mile.
Yeah.
Even with the idea of like maybe it's week one and I get to see Tyler Shuck's first start or whatever.
Get it out of the way.
Like Atlanta, I'm like, Bijan had quietly 1,400 yards rushing. Drake London's awesome. Michael Penix might be good.
At least Michael Penix is an interesting character when it comes to...
And it's in Atlanta, too, so it's going to be a road game. That might be a tough road
environment. How do you do with year two?
Yeah. Like, that's interesting. New Orleans at home? And it's none of the stars you know, like outside of Kamara?
It's like it'll be like 49-3.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the game. Now, I will say that is also the game I'm looking at. Is like, is that the weird game you lose where I get really
frustrated
for a
week? They're not losing New Orleans.
They've had those over the years.
Zachary, if they lose to New Orleans, fold it up. We're done this year.
They've had some of those over the years. In reality, it's probably Carolina.
Come on, there's
that'd
no
be that
yeah.
team.
Yeah.
But we'll not see. New Orleans.
We'll see what we've got there. Oh, by the way, this weekend, you can join Brian Koziel as he broadcasts live on Saturday, May 17th, from Batavia Downs from 2 to 5 p.m. for an extended version of Sports Talk Saturday. You'd be able to hear myself and Joe Kelly, 11 to 2. Brian Koziel at Batavia Downs from 2 to 5. Then celebrate the Preakness with Batavia Downs 2025 Tacos and Tequila Fest inside Park Place Event Center from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So you can listen to Brian on your drive down there and then go and check out the Tacos and Tequila Fest at Batavia Downs. Tickets are only $35, including tequila samplings, $20 of free play and gaming, a $5 wager to use on the Preakness, and a complimentary taco bar. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com to get your tickets while you still can. Zach and I will wrap up this edition of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up next.
Do
You know the saying, time is a flat circle?
I do.
Yes. Yeah, so, ready, on Saturday, Joe Kelly was talking about the idea of Navy uniforms with this rivalry uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And this blue helmet that the Bills have for that picture, the one with Verizon and everything, it's got the skyline underneath it, and it makes me think this is too well designed to just, like, there's too much thought
there
into
is.
It.
There's too much thought into it.
That, and unfortunately, Josh said something that's going to send me to therapy. And it was the same thing that Joe said on Saturday, which is going to send me to therapy. If the Bills have a Navy uniform for the rivalries games, I'm just listening on the radio and that's it.
I've I'm not before, watching I'll it on say the it again. This jersey, this navy blue jersey, has only been put down because it was during the worst period of Bills football.
It's okay. You're wrong, and I love you.
They're such bad jerseys.
It's okay to be wrong. They're bad.
They're the most 2000s thing ever.
Ready?
Boxy.
Here's the terrible problem. Ready? Everyone in the 2000s went to Navy, and I.
Yeah, that's right.
I did literally 15 minutes on this on Saturday. I don't have time to do this, but. So many of those franchises walked it back, including the Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres. If you give me a Navy uniform for this, I am power bombing someone through this table.
Go Navy, I'm gonna lose it.
I am power bombing someone through a table.
You know what helps your case though? That it
with
won't be
malice. No,
you know what helps that won't be Navy? Look at the logo and look at the helmet itself. The blue in the Buffalo Bills logo is the same as the blue in the helmet. So it seems like you're gonna stick with the same color blue.
Yes, but it's also a darker shade than.
Than they the typically jerseys. Wear with the jerseys.
Right. It is, but it's not necessarily Navy.
That's right.
It's not Navy.
Right.
That is the one piece of solace I will get out of this. But
do
yes.
we know when the rival uniforms are getting announced? Or
no.
That hasn't come out yet,
not
right?
at all. That's going to be like a July thing when there's nothing going on.
Random Monday, baby.
So, yeah. But so, again, if you give me Navy uniforms, I'm going to therapy.
That's going to do it for me and Derek. Coming up next after a quick timeout, Sabres Live will have you covered as the NHL playoffs continue to roll along. We got a little bit of break, though, before Toronto plays again Wednesday when they host Florida, but plenty more Stanley Cup playoff action. Boys will have you covered. We also have Bandits on Friday for the NHL final. We'll have you covered there. Coming up next, this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.